I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, hey.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me and Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the _great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
On Instagram.
Please hit the like.
And subscribe.
Notifications, if you would, please.
Hey.
So you know when all these great episodes are coming out.
Yes. Welcome. And if this is your first time tuning in to the Midnight Paco Podcast, welcome to the worldwide Midnight Paco Podcast.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Hey, shout out to Singapore.
Singapore!
Hey, Germany, Australia, all you guys. Appreciate all the countries downloading, listening. Hey, we're trying to reach you. And I'm glad we have.
Yes.
Appreciate you.
Yes. And if you're watching from a country that we didn't mention just now, let us know in the comments.
Yes.
You know what? Let us know in the comments where you're viewing us from. If you see in the podcast, if you're hearing my voice, if you're hearing Justin's voice.
That's right.
Let us know in the comments where you're listening from.
Yes. Yeah, speak to us. We see all the downloads.
We see We see all the
likes.
We appreciate them. Let us know in the comments where you're listening in from.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
So we can really give you a shout out.
Absolutely.
We see analytics, but sometimes it just says country. It doesn't say, you know, directly where it's at. So,
and if you talk to us, we talk back.
We talk back. I mean, I may say some shit, but no, I'm kidding.
We talk back.
We talk back.
Absolutely.
No, yes. We enjoy it, man. We like the back and forth. You know what I'm saying? So it's, yeah. Anybody out there, give us the feedback, baby. We see the downloads, so don't act like you ain't listening. Appreciate y'all.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
What up, dog?
Yo, yo.
You know, life.
Life be life.
Hey, we did comedy tonight.
Who did comedy tonight?
Me and you.
I think I did do some comedy.
Yeah.
I did some comedy.
Yeah.
Good job. Great set. You
yeah,
set it
you
off.
Too. You start, too.
Thank you, sir. You started it off and you set the tone for the room.
I hate going first.
Why?
I hate. Because just like you said, it's like you gotta, you know, I came out with energy. You know, I tried it. And it's just, it's It's a hard buildup, you know. It's tough.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, but it's personal for you because you like to just chill out. That's why you like to get it over with.
Okay, hold on. Yes, that is true. I didn't tell you to tell everyone my secrets. But yes, in addition to chilling, getting the nervous jitters out of my system, yeah, and just relaxing and things like that, I also enjoy setting the tone.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good at it, though, because your material is not as crazy as mine. So it's kind of hard. You know what I mean? I don't think I got to fight for it. You know what I mean? But it's just a different way of maneuvering through things.
Well, like I said, I enjoy setting the tone.
Yeah.
And I personally challenge myself to, okay, I'm first, and it's a lot of people on the bill, and if they remember me,
yeah,
after it's done,
right,
I did a good job. I think my job was done, and it had to be done well if you are rememberable.
No, 100%. And
they remembered you.
Yeah,
so
good.
You did a good job.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I got a nice little joke. I got a couple good jokes.
Good jokes are good.
Yeah, I've been working on. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's good. And today I was prepared. You know what I'm saying? It's like I didn't want to go there without having my stuff prepared this time. You wing it all the time. You're good at that. You're good at that. You're good at it.
Thank you.
I mean, even the like I said, dude, the material... Your material is your material, but it comes out different and in a different way all the time.
Yeah, I tried to throw some new stuff in there.
No, that was good. That was good.
I try to, you know, just to test the waters to see how the new things may work.
No, I get it. Those are offset. Those are not balanced.
Yeah.
A little crooked.
Yeah.
They those are some thick-ass lenses, though, or like frames.
Yeah.
I didn't realize those are expensive probably, too. Huh?
I mean, you know.
Those aren't readers, right? Prescription?
These are prescriptions. Yeah. And
I don't know if they could see them.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I just noticed that myself. And I'm going to go to lens... Well, wherever I go to get them.
Yeah. Don't want to shout out places that ain't paying us.
Yeah, but yeah, that's got to be fixed. Okay.
And he's got OCD, so he's going to be playing.
No, I just noticed it. I just noticed that. Like, okay.
In addition to doing comedy tonight, we got a show coming up June 28th.
June 28th.
Yes.
Hey, anybody that's going to be in the Erie, PA area, come and check out the show. It's going to be great. We got a fire lineup.
Fire.
We got Patrick Madison.
That's
fire.
Right. Fire.
Chad Tate.
Fire.
G.W. Neal.
Fire.
Tim Wolf.
With an E.
Fire. Man, you got to see it. And plus, Justin Fuller's going to be
here. Hey, what else could you want? Except Cool Z. He going to be on the bill, too.
I'm there, too, and I'm going to be telling some jokes.
We're going to tell some jokes.
I got all types of jokes.
All types of jokes.
You know, you guys can't see it right now.
But we got files.
We got files of jokes for all occasions. We got Christmas jokes.
I haven't done my Christmas joke in a while.
We got Easter jokes. We got Halloween jokes. We got
turkey jokes.
Thanksgiving jokes. We got married jokes. We got single jokes. We got...
I almost had divorce jokes.
We got amusement park jokes.
Amusement park jokes.
We got winter jokes. We got summer jokes. We got fall jokes. We got summer jokes.
Didn't you say summer jokes?
I don't know. But we got jokes for all occasions. We got the jokes.
All occasions.
Yeah, we got smoking jokes.
Oh, I ain't been smoking in a while.
Non-smoking jokes.
I ain't been smoking in a while. It's bad.
Vegan jokes.
Vegan jokes. We got booty jokes.
He's got booty jokes.
I got booty jokes.
I got booty jokes. No Diddy, though.
No Diddy. No Diddy.
We got jokes for all occasions, you know? Yeah. Matter of fact, it's almost like you can take requests.
Throw out a subject. What do you want to hear about?
What do you want to talk about? You know, what do you want to hear about? We got it. Because you know what? We live life. You know,
life.
I'm 49, he's 46.
I'll be 47, yeah.
Be 47. We got the experience to talk about all subjects.
Next month.
We could talk about.
Baby.
Next month.
That's birthday. My birthday.
Yeah.
Next month.
I'm actually 4 years old today.
Yeah, congratulations,
bro. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
4 years old of comedy. You know, I started 4 years ago, and I knew because of Facebook. Thank you, Facebook.
Oh, really?
They showed me a picture that I, you know,
took the first time.
You know what? I was going to the barbershop to do comedy. And it came up, like one of my barbershop pictures. So I must have did comedy before then, and they called me back. I think that's where that picture came from, like me coming back.
Oh, okay.
For the second week of comedy. But I'm going to use today as my fourth day.
Okay.
4 year anniversary. Thank you for everybody that's been a part. In my 4 years, I think I accomplished a lot.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
In my 4 years, I've did comedy. I was in some shows.
Yeah.
I was in some paid shows.
Yeah.
I was in some unpaid shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I put on my own show.
Damn.
You got paid some people.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it's full speed ahead from here.
Yeah, man.
You know what? And thanks for everybody that watched us from day one.
Yeah, I appreciate all the support. You know what I mean? It's people we don't know.
You and people we do know.
Yeah, yeah, but a lot, you know.
That watched us from day one, and thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got a lot of support, you
yeah.
know, in certain groups and stuff. And
absolutely.
And to continue. I mean, they still support us, you know what I mean? And that's why we have people on.
Yes. So, and support comes in many different ways.
Many different ways.
Yeah. If you don't watch the podcast, then maybe you're on the podcast. If you're not on the podcast, then maybe you buy a t-shirt. If you don't buy a t-shirt, maybe you listen to us. If you don't watch it, you might listen.
A lot of people listen.
A lot of people listen.
A lot of people listen.
Shout out to everybody that downloaded, all you people that listen and don't watch. Shout out to you guys.
That's the thing.
You guys are special to us.
Yeah, because I tell you what, man, when you look at the analytics, it's like, you know, we focus so much on people watching us, and it's just to see the people that are listening is the thing that it's like, wow.
Shout out to you guys. Shout out to all my truckers out there, my fellow truckers. I'm going to call fellow truckers because, you know, I am a trucker, and everybody that's listening to the podcast is on that road. I am with you. Along the way.
Yeah.
All my truckers out there, let me know. Send me some comments. Let me know you're out there.
Yeah,
I tried to gift all my truckers on one of my routines. I'm doing a gift for you guys. Let me know what the gift is. Let me know. Hold on. I send out a gift to you guys. I'm trying to get something going for you guys. Everybody that's on the road. And, you know, come to my shows if you want to know what that gift is, because I definitely talk about it.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
It is, yes. And I'll tell you what, man, the best thing to do on the road is listen to podcasts or something, because by the time it's over, I mean, ours are about only an hour or so, but, like, you know, you listen to other ones, they go 2 hours, whatever the case, and it just helps, you know, because you can listen to music for only, I don't want to say for only so long, because music's great, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's, like, always good to hear people have conversations about whatever the case, and
hey, guys, listen, I know an hour, okay, is 50-plus miles, okay?
Yeah.
So,
right.
Hey, you know, if you put it on continuous play, that means you can listen to several episodes of the Midnight Pocket Podcast. We'll be with you along your trip, no matter how long you're going. We got the episodes. So just put it on continuous play.
We got tons of guests that you can look at, listen to. You know what I mean? A lot of people doing things and trying to do, you know what I mean? And, well, they're doing it. You know
they're
what I mean?
It.
It's just a process, boy. It's a long journey.
Yeah. It's a slow roll.
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we look back and on the past episodes and it's like, wow, I forgot about that. Or this clip, things like that, you know what I mean?
My favorite is when people come up to me and be like, remember you said this on episode such and such, and then
Not at all.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Hey, thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in.
That's right.
You know what? Shout out to everybody that we meet in person. Is, you know, our new listeners, our new followers and on subscribers on Instagram, and new followers on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts and
everything. Google.
iHeart.
TuneIn.
Shout out to all you guys. Pandora. Yeah, we shout out to Pandora. That's Pandora, right. Get at us.
Get your chance.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's up? Oh, that's the wrong Pandora.
Get your charms up,
dude.
Yeah, that was around Valentine's.
Yeah.
But it, I guess it goes all year round to all my ladies out there. If you don't have a Pandora bracelet or necklace, or if you do have a necklace or bracelet and you got one or two charms, you should probably consider being a nicer person so you can get more charms or even a Pandora bracelet or necklace. Get your charms up, boo.
Get your charms up, boo.
Get your charms up.
That was a classic episode.
Be a nicer person.
I guess they try. I don't know. Boy, life.
You know, I went, and I'm giving them a plug. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I went into the Pandora store.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Do you guys have a charm for forgiveness?" The reaction from the ladies in the store, all of them, they were scattered about. And I said, "Do you have a charm for forgiveness?" They all came in on me like, "What did you do?" Yeah. I'm like, "The fool." Like, this is interesting. Nothing. I did nothing. But I just think it would be a good idea.
Right.
If you guys had a charm for forgiveness. You should have seen how they swarmed in on me. Like, came from all angles of the store. Like, they were helping other people. They left their customers to come over. "What did you do?" The fool.
What did you do?
I just think it would be a good idea for a charm for forgiveness.
So just in case you have to give them a charm for forgiveness?
Yes, or you make a mistake. People make mistakes.
True.
They still put those things on the end of pencils, right?
And so anytime she gets mad, be like, whoa. We settled this. You got a charm for forgiveness.
They still put those things on the end of pencils, right?
What, the erasers?
Oh, erasers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. They still put those on there?
I don't know. I haven't had a pencil in so long.
I think they do. Hey, that means that people still make mistakes.
Oh.
You need to have...
that erase?
You need to have a charm for forgiveness. Listen, and for everybody at Pandora, you should be like, we listen and we don't judge. Okay?
I mean,
we listen
and we don't judge.
As a matter of fact, we do have a charm for forgiveness. And it's a I don't know. What should it be?
The forgiveness charm?
Yeah.
Oh, hot to a charm. I'm gonna hot to it. And that's forgiveness.
What would that look like?
A tongue with some spit drip? I don't know.
And a thingamabob on there?
A thingamabob?
Yeah.
What's the thingamabob?
What are you hock to her on?
Could be a few different things. Her?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Even if. Yeah.
No. Nah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That way you can say, argument's over. You got the forgiveness. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
That's water under the bridge, baby. We're moving forward. You got your charm.
Like, look at your neck. Look at your bracelet, babe.
I mean, what, you want another one?
Yeah.
You're going to have a bunch of forgiveness charms?
Yeah. Forgiveness. So, yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, dude.
I just, you know, hey, you guys, you know, you're welcome. And, yeah.
What I want to say is my dreams have came back strong.
What dreams?
Just dreams.
Dreams?
I didn't have dreams.
You know why?
Because I stopped smoking pot.
Willie Nelson has stopped smoking pot, everyone. And
not you, by my choice.
You know what?
You know what?
Snoop went through a phase where he said he quit smoking too. So it's like, Justin says he quit smoking pot. I'm looking at him like, You took a break.
I took a break.
You didn't quit.
No, I ain't.
Quitting is not ever returning.
I am not a quitter. I get fired.
We used to have mics. They used to change color.
We
wanted to vent.
Oh, we'd go red.
Yeah, we you know, I don't know. We don't.
Nah, we don't have it now. I just talk shit. That's what we do now.
You about to get busy?
Look, I just
hold on. Are you about to get busy?
I'm about to get busy. Oh, you gonna play that? That's not to get busy.
That's all we got.
You want me to play though?
That's all we got.
That's right.
Get busy, Jay.
I'm like Craig from Friday. You ever get fired on your day off?
It can happen.
Boy, look, I'll tell you what. All the white people out there in the world, just because I'm white, don't mean you can drop the N-word and I'm cool with it. I don't care if you're a vice president of a company and your name rhymes with Badam Ilverman. Bitch ass, or an operations manager who just thinks it's okay to repeat what other people say and it's cool. No, it's not. It's really not. I don't understand white people, but I'm not that guy. And if you do it, I don't respect you. So there's that. And it's hard to deal with people in a position of power that act like. See, the problem with people I have that are in charge is that they think they're not normal people, and that if once they leave the building, they're protected. Not that I'll ever do anything, however. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? It's just like the mentality of people, and it drives me nuts that they have that thought. And so it's like, I just don't respect people when it comes to certain things, and you know, it got to a point where just not good, you know what I mean? And it's just, I guess there was no other option.
Wow.
You know, but I always did my job. I never did anything. I always did what I'm supposed to do. But when people are a certain way and I choose not to speak to them, or just, you know, because if you don't have to for your job, you know, you just come in and do your thing. But it's just a weird way when people act like they can just be any type of way and talk a certain way around somebody. And this is, I remember when we worked at the place when we were there.
Yeah,
people would come up to me and just drop in. I'm like, wow, you really don't know nothing about me, do you? You think I'm like every other one? I know I got a bald head, people. I understand. But I'm not a racist piece of shit like a lot of you are out there. I'm not. So don't come up to me if you see me and drop that shit, because I won't respect you at all. I'm just saying. And so, you know, when you deal with life that way, it sucks to be put in a position where, because I've been there where he's dropped it. Yeah, I don't care if you're a vice president of a company. That don't mean you can just walk around saying whatever the hell you want. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess you can, but that's what I don't like, is people in power. I don't even want to say power. You're just in a position of
authority.
Not even that. Well, authority of what? You know what I mean? It's like, you're not an authority of nothing.
Well, one of the things that I always say, like, you know, I've worked for companies where district managers came in and people were scrambling and acting a certain way and trying to be extra on their P's and Q's. And I came to an epiphany a long time ago, like, outside of this company or this corporation, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
And you don't mean anything.
Nothing.
Like, you could be in my neighborhood or where I live and get effed up and nobody gives one, two F's, fucks of who you are. Your name does not ring any bells. And you're not respected. So, you know, for people to take their positions in that one little sector for granted and think they're, you know, better than someone because they have a position is insane to me.
Yeah. Well, and to piggyback off of that, man, it's just, I don't, look, I get along with everybody. You know what I mean? And I have a problem with being a good person to the extent where if I hear somebody talk bad about somebody, I automatically lose respect for that person. You know what I mean? And it builds. And I try to be good. But then when you're like, okay, so this is what really kind of happened. And it's unfortunate, but when you're in a situation like, okay, so I was a leader. I was, you know, I started off as a private and I worked my way up. And in the military, you see people with rank and you're supposed to respect people with rank. And unfortunately with me, if you have rank and you were a piece of shit, you didn't get respected by me. And guess what? I still moved up because I'm a good person and I'm a good soldier. And if you do what you're supposed to do, you get promoted. So I was one of those person where people were, I was in charge, but I was a good person. You know what I mean? And then I had the power to check those who weren't. You know what I'm saying? And so I carried that with me. And even though I was in a spot where I didn't have the authority, I still got to a point where I had a little bit of a voice. But at the same time, it wasn't bigger than, you know, obviously the piece of shit that was in charge. So during a meeting that we were in, this individual, this piece of shit, decided to try and yell at somebody. And I just had to step in and try to say, don't do that. You can't talk to him like that. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to say it was the best environment prior to, but I know that was the kind of like the last straw, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it wasn't like it was, you know, I realized, look, I'm just trying to stick up for another individual because we all do our job. Things happen, you know what I mean? And it's like, you have no business talking to somebody like that. And unfortunately, the guy I'm talking about is very passive, good guy, great guy, you know, he didn't deserve to be talked to that way. And he's not gonna speak up. He would just accept. You know, he was like I should be probably when you're at a work environment, just bite your tongue and this and that. But it's like I can find another place to work. You know what I mean? And it's like I can't go through a day where I have people who just it drives me nuts to see people in those positions and abuse it, especially if there's like no HR. You know what I mean? When you're in a company that really has no structure whatsoever, and this dude's just going by the hip, doing this and that, blah, 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 and it's like, can we get this shit together here? I was trying so hard to try and get something together, and nobody was helping. They would all just listen because they're afraid to lose their jobs. And it's like, you can't, look, unfortunately, Ohio sucks because it's like, they can just get rid of you apparently for any goddamn
reason.
They're
a higher at will state. We're a higher at will state.
What the fuck is that?
Meaning that they can hire you at will and they can fire you at will.
Yeah, for no reason. For no reason.
Yes.
That makes no sense whatsoever. And especially if it's a bad work environment. I mean, it's like, look, I understand there's rules. I understand there's ways to be. But when people step outside of those and you start being racist and just drop, you know, yelling at people like they're like, you wouldn't do that shit on the street to a stranger, but no. Yet you're in charge, so you feel you can do that.
It's terrible.
Boy, that shit drives me nuts, man. And I understand. I get it. But at the same time, no, I don't get it, really. I don't, because I'm not that type of person. But I tell you what, if you are, go fuck yourself. Fuck you. And I hope you get all the karma coming to you. Because it drives me nuts when people are in a position like that and they just are allowed to keep doing it. But I know that I can move on because I got bigger things going on. You know what I mean? Like, as far as our things, I ain't worried about anything, because a job is a job. A job is a job. All these people are at these places. This is their life. Guess what? I got higher expectations for myself. So I don't mind. I'll do what it takes to continue moving forward. But it upsets me to see that there's people who just, you know, turn a blind eye to that shit. And it's like, you lose good people because of that. You know what I mean? When it comes to companies. And it's not, it's very uncool. And it's, I don't know, it's a practice, I guess. People like that are pieces of shit, so whatever. I'm just saying, it's unfortunate, you know what I mean? Because people who do that, they don't.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What they do to people's lives. I'll rebound. Other people don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then when you have someone, like, say, you worked for the ABC company.
Mm-hmm.
And then a person from the ABC company was a person like you spoke of.
Yeah.
And it's like general knowledge that person is that way, dropping N-bombs, disrespecting people all the way around. It makes you question the company that you work for.
Well, that's what I'm saying,
It makes you question, like, okay, if this is the person that you have in charge, and you know this is the way they operate, now I'm looking at you sideways.
Yep.
Now I'm wondering why, or if this is the company I want to work for.
Yeah, well, dude, I went in every day, not really, you know, it's just like, whatever. And the worst thing about it is, so, you got a VP and an operations manager. Operations manager used to talk shit all the time, like, F this dude, F this dude, F this dude, and dropping N-bombs, because he would act like he's just repeating what this dude said, like it's cool to just repeat what this dude said. That is not the case. That is not the case. And it's funny, because when I went there, there's no structure. None whatsoever.
It sounds like you have a lawsuit.
How? Because if Ohio allows people to just get fired for no reason, it's like, what recourse do you have?
But if you, like I said, they assuming that you are just some white dude and they're dropping N-bombs in front of you, it could be discrimination, because you could take offense. They don't know your, what you call, your DNA. They don't know.
Right.
And you took offense to it, so you have a complaint.
Oh, don't worry.
you have a complaint. I mean, there was a similar situation at the place that I work, that it involved a superior with another employee. The employee that the talk was directed towards,
mm-hmm,
was not offended, but someone that heard it
was.
Even though he wasn't that race of person, he took it to HR and things like that, and then that person got terminated.
Well, see, you gotta have an HR.
No, but yeah, if you don't have HR, there's like laws.
Oh, I know.
So, oh, no. I mean, if you wanted to pursue it, you can.
I'm not saying I haven't.
If you feel that strongly about it.
I'm not saying I haven't.
If you feel that strongly about it, you can pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be a lawsuit.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I haven't. And the thing about it is, and the thing I hate about this, the whole, is that it, this piece of shit VP put his hands on quite a few people. And he's still there. It's amazing to me. It is amazing to me how you can grab somebody, push them all the way across the room, and then you see in his eyes that he wants to fuck you up, and then you let go and play, oh, it's like a joke. But the problem is the dude he did that to didn't say nothing. And I was like, he told me. And I was like, oh, let's pull this up on camera. But the cameras weren't working there, apparently. Hmm. Boy. And not only that, the operations manager, and I'm putting him on blast too because, you know, whatever. I don't care. And he took a picture of this female, and nobody knows about this, so I hope everybody hears this shit and it gets fucking wild. Took a picture of a female in the office, stomach and butt, and was showing everybody, and sent it to one employee, put client, was showing people upstairs, they were talking about it, and it's like, wow. Pieces of shit, dog. Just pieces of shit. So I'm glad I'm not there anymore, you know what I mean? Because every day I go in and hear people bitch and complain and blah, blah, blah about the VP. The operations manager was the biggest one talking shit about the VP, and yet, and he knows everything, but yet he gonna call me and say the company gonna go in a different direction. Yeah, he should have went in a different direction and got rid of that piece of shit. But I know, money talks, you know what I mean? And the problem is with the company, the people who own the company, they see checks from certain things and they turn a blind eye. And so money talks. And you know, a lot of people who own it, they probably have the same views as the dude who's fucking running the place. But either way, it's just, it's unfortunate when you deal with people. And I always seem to have a problem with the motherfuckers in charge because they have those personalities, man. And it's just like, look, I come in to do a job every day. I'm one of the best warehouse workers on the planet. People, I do whatever needs to be done to get shit done. And it's just, it's upsetting when you go to do a job and people are roadblocking you all the way, holding on to orders just because, and then releasing them late as fuck so you're there long. And it's like when you go to say, hey, what are you doing? You know, because for one, I was a warehouse manager, so a lot of times I went and confronted him. That's the problem. Nobody has balls enough to go and fight back. And it's like, look, this is wrong. We shouldn't be here this late. If you put the order, like any company who's delivering things, what do? You get the order, you put the order, you pull the order, you check the order, you load the fucking order. It's very simple in most businesses. But no, you got a piece of shit who's running things who wants to fuck everything up. And it's like everyone else talks shit, but yet when it comes time to fucking say something, they all button the fuck up. I didn't do that. And unfortunately, I was the one who got the fucking ass end of it because I was somebody that was trying to do things the right way. You know what I mean? And it's upsetting when you hear people try, they agree with you, but then they go behind your back or some shit, and it's like, whatever. I ain't got time for it, but I wanted to put them on blast a little bit because it's like, fuck you and fuck your practices, because it's amazing how people live with themselves a certain way and they think that they're untouchable. That's the thing. If he was walking around where we work saying that shit out loud, he'd get fucked up in a heartbeat. You know what I mean? But yet, they do this in the comfort of their office and when they get home.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, like, you know, not directly directed in your situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I often saw, we worked in, like, logistics. We deal with export and import and export.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of guys that's coming into the hood with Confederate flags on their work vehicles, on their personal cars, and like on their trucks. And I was thinking, like, do y'all know where y'all at? You know, like,
some people think their beliefs don't travel.
But it was like, you know, it's like, you know, some of the semis, you know, in the wintertime, they cover up the grill part to keep things, you know, the cold and snow from freezing in the engine. And one dude had like one of his engine or radiator cover-ups was the Confederate flag, and I'm like, yo, you flying that coming down here?
Mm-hmm.
And it's another cat that I saw. He's probably still working there. He has a big pickup truck. He got a big Confederate flag on the back window of his pickup truck, and I'm like, I mean, you could do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You could believe what you want to believe.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to know that there's consequences for all your actions.
No, I say this. Believe it all the time. If you got the balls to say that shit in fucking private or in front of just certain people, nah, go out there and speak that shit and see how long you fucking last. Is all I'm saying. Because, look, I'm one that always say, I'm not trying to go to jail. All my life, dude, I avoided trouble. For one, I didn't want my dad to whoop my ass. But then it got to a point where I'm not trying to spend the rest of my life in jail. Right. You know what I mean? So dealing with these bitches, I ain't got time for it. You know what I mean? I ain't got time to deal with that shit. But all it takes is for somebody to say, I don't give a fuck today. I don't give a fuck today. That's all it really takes. And it's like people don't realize that it don't take much to get fucked. You know what I mean?
It doesn't. And I think at the end of the day, watch how you treat people. Watch the things you say. Don't think that these companies can protect you.
Yeah, because once you leave the doors, you just another motherfucker on the street. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to do nothing because I'm not trying to go to jail. Except if you touch me, of course. Yeah, you can't. That's the one thing I was saying. I was like, oh, please. Please put your hands on me, dog. I don't care if you bump me. It would have got bad, dog.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it didn't get to that point because I don't need those problems in my life. You know what I'm saying? Instead, I'll use my platform. My platform that's worldwide. Our platform that's worldwide to put you on blast. And it's okay. I know people don't know your real name, Badam Ilverman. But people who know this shit know who the fuck I'm talking about. And I don't care.
What's the name of the company? It
rhymes with
L'Economy.
L'Economy Odus.
L'Economy Odus?
Yeah.
What the?
Bitch asses. And the only reason why I say that is because anybody who just allowed them to do what they did to me, whatever the case, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm replaceable. We're all replaceable. You know what I mean? We're all replaceable as people. You can find somebody else to do a job, maybe not as well, but they're going to do it.
Not as dedicated.
Yeah, until...
Not as thorough.
Not as thorough. No. And not to stay as long until the job is done. I've seen so many people like, I'm out. Eight and done. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I just wanted to... Because, I mean, I'm used to life-lifing. I've been through it, you know what I'm saying? So this ain't nothing to me. At the same time, though, it's just the audacity of people. It just drives me nuts to see the mentality of people who just...
So let me just say this. Let me just say this real quick. Like, it's no secret that I'm a trucker.
Right.
The world knows I'm a trucker. Jay's a trucker, too.
He used to be.
And it was a situation happened. He got off the truck. He was on the other end of the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
It was certain guys, when we worked together, it was certain people that I was like, okay, they did my load, I'm cool with that. He was one of them. And that's so important because this gentleman here, he had integrity on his work.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And for a person that's loading my truck that had integrity on that, I felt safe with. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was certain guys that I was like, eh.
Oh, I seen some people low shit. One rap. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck.
No rap, little rap, maybe no rap at all.
Little tape.
And it was done on purpose.
Yeah. Like, I don't give a fuck if it falls.
Yeah, it was done on purpose. And it's like, that's pathetic. Mm-hmm. I mean, because... Unfortunately, the reality is, like, you know, you're dealing with individuals, even though we work for the same company, they would set certain individuals up to fail.
Right.
And that's very unfortunate. Because don't you know if I fail, you fail too?
No, they don't see that. They blame you because, oh, you shouldn't have drove like that.
Right. But at the same time, is the customer only sees that company.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah,
You know,
yeah, look, you're delivering shit spilled and...
Yeah, you brought my product from that I ordered from you like this.
Mm-hmm.
Send it back to your company.
Yeah.
But you think that you did something wrong to me, but you're effing yourself too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, come on. Come on, guys. This is ridiculous. No. You know, and one of the things that I always personally practice, no matter what job I did, all of my problems and differences was waiting for me in my vehicle.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't take none of that shit to work with me.
Even if I had differences with, you know, a person, my job didn't affect my job. I was in situations where, you know, I used to work for a company and my checks literally said VOID, void.
What?
Void. Because I owed child support, but my checks were saying void at the time. And of course, I know that child support's not supposed to take
the whole check.
More than 60% of your paycheck.
Yeah.
But they was doing it. And back when they were doing it, for me to file a modification, it'll take a couple of months because this was before, you know, everything was all digital and things like that.
So you had to write down
in,
there.
Or write in a request. Right. Or you had to go down there and file a request for a motion or to modify or something like that. And it took a while. But in between those times, you know, I had a job to do.
Right.
Even though my check said VOID, you never knew that I was experiencing that mentally.
Right.
Because I didn't take it out on you.
Yeah. Yep.
Regardless of how I felt about you, or if I felt any certain way about an individual, he wasn't going to tell him my job performance.
It's not at all, dude. I showed up every day doing my same thing, man, doing everything until the job was complete.
And it didn't have it. You know, for me, it was like, you know, it doesn't matter if, you know, if anybody had a reason for a bad day or to act a certain way, it would have been me, because every 2 weeks my check said VOID.
And that can make you mad.
Oh, that could be like, F everybody to come through this door. I don't care. I'm working for free. I'm working for Jerry's kids right now. It's like, I'm not getting a paycheck. Who cares?
Yeah.
But at the same time, to compare it to your situation, I think, especially in your line of work, in our line of work,
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with the masses,
yeah,
where you're dealing with people across the board, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Chinese.
They said a lot of racist stuff about Chinese people, too.
I mean, it doesn't matter. And it's just like, you know, we're all people and we're all doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. We are in the business of something that everybody needs to live, which is produce.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs produce.
Yeah, but when you're... I don't even want to get into all
everybody
the bad
needs
shit
produce.
Before.
I've been in the produce business for over 10 years. And everybody needs produce. But even in the company that you and I worked together, it was like... It's a tragedy, but at the same time, it's the truth, because it was certain salesmen that I would deal with, because I used to buy things myself.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I knew...
Which ones to go to?
Which ones to go to, because they charge different prices depending on what's the color of your skin. And this is like within the last couple of years. This ain't... Back in the 60s and 70s. I'm talking about like 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still like you knew who to deal with and who not to deal with.
Yeah.
Because of that. And it's like, that's pathetic. And it's a tragedy, but it's reality.
But the thing is, the way I grew up, I never had that in me, luckily, because my best friends were black and white. You know what I mean? It's just never even thought about it as a kid growing up. And because of that, I always like, oh, we're good. We're good. You know what I mean? Until you get older. And then, of course, you see my buddies dealing with shit as he's growing up. You know what I mean? And it's just like, hmm. But at a certain point, like, you know, you think, oh, no, all that stuff's good. And then you meet pieces of shit. And you realize, no, there's still a lot of racist fucking people out there. And they try to make it seem like, oh, I it's just a word. It's a word. It's a word, but it's a bad word. You know what I mean? It's
But in addition to the word, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, it's things that happen in addition to that word. Like, it's a lot of things that I look back on. Like, when I was growing up, it was like, you know, when me and my sister were younger, it was like these two girls that lived down the street. They were white.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing one day. And my dad, you know, my dad had a Corvette. It was dope.
Nice.
It had a dope paint job. It had candy paint before candy paint. This was in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess that's where I got, well, never mind. I'm not going to say, you know, people don't know. But people don't know that. I know, I'm going to keep it that way. They don't know, though. But,
right.
But, you know, my dad had a Corvette. And it was fly. It had a candy paint job. And my friends was like, that's your dad's car? And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? And it was like, yeah. My dad said, your dad stole it.
What?
And I was like, nuh-uh. No, he didn't. I was with him when he bought it. Because right. I was.
Okay.
And I was like, I didn't know.
Right.
We kept playing. I was like, nah. I was with him when he bought it. It kept playing. Like, I didn't know that. Like, I was just like, that's weird. Why would your dad say, and okay. Now, I do want to say, back then, I don't know. They were, I don't know. You got to admire in a way how they handle things, because I was down to their house. And I used to be excited to speak to their dad all the time. And he would speak back.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that was the first sign of fuck shit that I ever heard him say.
Right.
We was down at the house. They never say, ah, get out of here. Don't come in my house, you.
Yeah.
You know, they never did that.
No.
And we would play. But it was moments that I thought back that, you know, they would send, like, it was just weird things, because we would be playing with them, and then they would send their older sister out to say, to make them come in.
Yeah.
And because of the upbringing, look, this is just the observation that white kids are different from black kids when it comes to, like, authority figures. It's like, when they were called in the house, they was like, no, we're not done playing. We're still playing.
right.
And they kept playing with us.
Yeah.
But they was like trying to entice them to come in the house, like, your favorite show is on.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, no, I don't care. We're still playing. Versus when I was in the house, if my father hit that whistle,
yeah,
I had to come in the house.
It's time to go.
It ain't no negotiating. It ain't no, yeah, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
I didn't say I wasn't done playing. Because if I did that, I wouldn't be doing this podcast right now. I wouldn't have a face right now. You know, so that's the difference. But it was just like, thinking back, you know, on that, it was like, wow. I didn't realize that, because my parents, you know, especially my mom, she wanted me to realize things on my own about how things really was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as racism and things like that. Because we were in a mixed neighborhood, sort of.
Right.
I went to school with mixed kids and things like that. So mm-hmm. it was just like, I didn't really know what race was when I was younger. I saw a Puerto Rican kid that was my color, and his hair was like nice and slick. And I was like, dude, how you get your hair like that? He was like, man, I just put grease and water in it. And I said, shit, okay, I'm going to go home and try that shit. And my shit looked like Jermaine Jackson's hair on the side. Like, It didn't quite look like his, but I tried it. I didn't know about race and things like that. I just saw another brown-skinned kid, and I was like, dude, your hair is nice. How did you get your hair like that? He's like, man, I just put some grease and hot water in it.
It's just berries.
That's embarrassed, man. You know? And I tried to put my hair like that, and that shit looked like a damn quick weave. It looked like a shower cap. It was terrible. It was... but still, those were right. One of my first experience of racism, like now that I think back on it,
yeah.
Didn't realize it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really even tell my parents about it, you know, because I didn't know
that
it was a thing to be said. It was just like, nuh-uh, you know. Right. I was with him when he bought it. We just kept playing.
Right, right, right.
My dad said, your dad stole that car. I'm like...
Wow.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was with him when he bought it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it was that period of time, it was like he let me pick out the cars for some reason. Like,
you do a good job.
I mean, you know, I thought something was, it looked cool. I'm like, yeah, man, get that one. Yeah,
that's a good one, Daddy.
That's the one you should get.
See, you had that mentality the whole time.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Yeah, man. It's unfortunate when you got to deal with shitty people, especially at the place that I used to work at. It's the problem is when a lot of people hear it and they don't say anything because they're afraid to lose their job. You know, they're afraid to speak up.
I think it's a combination of either they're afraid to lose the job. Or they feel the same way.
No. Because I know specifically. Female in the office that the operations manager took a picture of, she has, you know, mixed kids.
Mm.
And she heard it and didn't say anything because of that fact, I'm assuming.
Well.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's something that she got to deal with because she got mixed kids and he's saying these derogatory names, but, he's talking about her children
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But the problem is when you're in an environment because you need a job, and you're afraid to say anything because you think, you know what I mean? And that's why I never say anything about that prior. Because, you know, it's like, they would say and I would either just leave the room or be like, you're terrible. Or some shit and I'd just leave, you know what I mean? And try not to even deal with it because I wanted to say so bad, you racist piece of shit. You know what I mean? And it's like, I held my tongue. And the problem is when I did speak up, it was to defend somebody else getting yelled at. You know what I mean? And of course... That had a trickle effect, and of course it led to what happened. I guarantee it because of that he started coming at me, and you know, and not really coming at me, but it was a bad situation because it's just like, I mean, I didn't give a fuck because I can ignore somebody like they're not even there. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what I did, especially because after when you come in every day and you say good morning and people look at you like you got a dick on your forehead and don't say anything, it's like. Okay, well, I'm not saying good morning to you anymore. So I would just start coming in and doing my damn job. You know what I mean? And just, you ain't even there. Because if I don't have to report to you, I got no business talking.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean? So I tried to just come in and do my job. And then until I was put in a position where he's going to try and belittle somebody.
Hey, you know what? You know, shout out to all these jobs. Hey, I'm going through it at my job, too. Shout out to you guys, because it's going to become a point in time where everybody on that job, including the bosses, they're going to turn on their television or maybe on the internet and be like, I know them dudes.
Yeah, because that's your life and we got higher expectations. To move forward and do bigger, better things.
You're going
to
be changing the channel and be like, man, F that dude.
F that dude.
And we're going to be right there like, oh, man, what, Chip? And then, you know what, how the universe works is your children's going to be big fans of ours.
And they're going to subscribe and like everything.
And they're going to be wearing our t-shirts.
That's right. So it's all good. I just wanted to vent a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that it knocked me off my pedestal. I just wanted to put them on blast because they're pieces of shit. That's really all I wanted to do.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Now, Justin, where can they find you?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
On Instagram. This dude got
on
a website.
On all platforms, baby. We're on all platforms.
Say what? Midnight Paco on all platforms?
All platforms.
We baby. On TikTok.
We on Instagram and Facebook.
Nice.
And YouTube and Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
All over the place. If you Google
Rumble.
Yeah, we're on there too. If you Google the Midnight Paco Podcast, oh, we there.
Midnight Paco?
We there.
We there.
And you can check out the website, justinfuller.comedy.com. We got all the episodes on there too. I updated it. So we're good to go. Yeah.
Nice. You know what? Ask Siri and ask Alexa who we are if you don't know.
If you don't know, now you know. Thank you, everybody. Check you out next week. Peace out.
Bow.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.